Father, we are so thankful this morning we can gather first before your table.
父啊，我们感谢你，让我们再一次可以在你的桌子面前聚集。
May the love of Christ fill our heart this morning so that we can respond to what your heart's desire.
愿以耶稣的爱充满我们的心，让我们可以来向你的爱回应。
May you turn us like those who have dreams.
愿意你让我们像做梦的人一样回转。
That our mouths will fill with the laughter.
让我们满口喜笑。
And our tongues with singing.
让我们满舌欢呼。
Then we will say that among the nations, the Lord has done great things for us.
让万民都可以说，神为我们行了大事。
Those who sow in tears shall reap in joy.
那流泪撒种的必欢呼收割。
We just give ourselves to you.
我们把自己交在你手中。
So that you can do a great things among us today.
所以你今天就可以在我们中间行大事。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
This morning we'll turn our attention to the remnants that return.
今天早上我们把注意力放在那回归的余剩之民。
And this morning we're not here to learn about histories.
我们今天不是来学习历史。
And we want all of us to put us in their situations.
我们今天要把自己摆在他们的光景里面。
As we go through their story, I want all of us to picture each of us in their situations.
当我们来读他们这些渔民的故事的时候，愿意我们把自己摆在他们当时那个故事里。
We are those who live in Babylon right now.
因为我们现在也是住在巴比伦的一个世代。
And we want all of us to consider, am I be the one that returned to Jerusalem?
那我们我愿意大家都来思考，我是不是那个回转回归耶路撒冷的人
？Or I will be the one choose to stay in Babylon.
或者我是那个停留在巴比伦的人。
I will not ask you to tell everyone else your answers.
我们也不是让你跟另外的人说你的答案是什么。
But I just want all of us to consider this question very seriously.
但是我愿意大家每一个人都非常认真地来思想这个问题。
Because we are living in a situation that we have to make a decision. Do we go back to Jerusalem?Or we stay in Babylon.
因为今天我们每个人都在面对要有一个选择，我到底是留在巴比伦还是回归耶路撒冷。
It's not the physical Jerusalem. We're not talking about moving from Houston to Israel.
不是讲这个地上的耶路撒冷，也不是说我们现在要从休斯顿要搬到以色列去。
Want to live from this world into a spiritual Jerusalem.
我们讲的是从这个世界来看这个属灵的耶路撒冷。
Jerusalem represents God's will for His church.
因为耶路撒冷代表的是神向他教会的心意。
Jerusalem represents God's eternal purpose.
耶路撒冷代表的是神永远的旨意。
We heard from our brothers about God's eternal purpose.
我们从弟兄听到跟我们分享关乎神永远的旨意。
It's not a knowledge for us to learn.
并不是我们来学一个知识而已。
We heard about Jerusalem.
我们听说过耶路撒冷。
But will we be the one that choose to return to Jerusalem?
但我们是不是那些选择回归耶路撒冷的呢？
Let's read some scriptures first. Ezra chapter 1, verse 1.
让我们先来读一些章节。以斯拉记的第一章第一节。
Verse 1 to verse 3.
我们从第一节读到第三节。
Now, in the first year of Cyrus, king of Persia, in order to fulfill the word of the Lord, by the mouth of Jeremiah, the Lord stirred up the spirit of Cyrus, king of Persia, so that he sent a proclamation throughout all his kingdom, and also put it in writing, saying, Thus said Cyrus, king of Persia, the Lord, the God of heaven, has given me all the kingdoms of the earth, and he has appointed me to build him a house in Jerusalem, which is in Judah. Whoever there is among you of all his people, May his God be with him. Let him go up to Jerusalem, which is in Judah, and rebuild the house of the Lord, the God of Israel. He is the God who is in Jerusalem.
波斯王塞鲁士元年，耶和华为要应验借耶利米口所说的话，就激动波斯王塞鲁士的心，使他下诏通告全国说，波斯王塞鲁士如此说，耶和华天上的神已将天下万国赐给我，又嘱咐我在犹大的耶路撒冷为他建造殿宇，在你们中间凡做他子民的，可以上犹大的耶路撒冷，在耶路撒冷重建耶和华以色列神的殿，只有他是神，愿神与这人同在。
Chapter 3 verse 1 and 2，
第三章的一到二节。
Now when the seventh month came, and the sons of Israel were in the cities, the people gathered together as one man to Jerusalem. Then Joshua the son of Josadak and his brothers the priests, and Zerubbabel the son of Shealtiel and his brothers arose and built altar of the God of Israel to offer burnt offerings on it, as it is written in the law of Moses, the man of God.
到了七月，以色列人住在各城，那时他们如同一人，聚集在耶路撒冷。约萨达的儿子耶舒雅和他的弟兄众祭司，并撒拉铁的儿子索罗巴伯与他的弟兄，都起来建筑以色列神的坛，要照神人摩西律法书上所写的，在坛上献燔祭。
Chapter 3 verse 10，
第三章的第十节。
Now when the builders had laid the foundation of the temple of the Lord, the priests stood in their apparel with trumpets, and the Levites, the sons of Asaph, with cymbals, to praise the Lord according to the directions of King David of Israel.
匠人立耶和华殿根基的时候，祭司皆穿礼服吹号，亚撒的子孙利未人敲拔，照以色列王大卫所定的例，都站着赞美耶和华。
Finally, chapter 4 verse 24，
最后我们来读第四章第二十四节。
Then work on the house of God in Jerusalem ceased, and it was stopped until the second year of the reign of Darius, king of Persia.
于是在耶路撒冷神殿的工程就停止了，直停到波斯王大力乌第二年。
Ezra, Nehemiah, Esther, Haggai,And Zechariah are considered the five books of recovery.
以斯拉记、尼希米记、以斯帖记、哈该书、撒加利亚书，这五本书被称为恢复的书。
And Ezra is the first of the five books.
而以斯拉记呢，就是这五本恢复书里面的第一本。
During Ezra's time, the nation of Israel has been uprooted from their homeland and exiled to Babylon.
在以斯拉那个时代，那时候以色列人已经被从耶路撒冷拔根，然后到巴比伦成为被掳的人。
And this event was predicted by the prophet Jeremiah.
而且这件事已经被先知耶利米预言过。
And even described the sadness of these things when it did happen.
而且耶利米甚至来描述当这个事发生之后那个里面的悲痛。
He said, as the Israelites were led through the grave of Rachel on their way to Babylon.
他在那里来描述当以色列人被掳到巴比伦经过拉结的墓的时候。
A voice was heard in Ramah, mourning and great weeping.
他说在拉玛听见嚎啕痛哭的声音。
It was Rachel weeping for her children and refusing to be comforted.
是拉结哭他的儿女不肯受安慰。
Because they were no more.
因为他们都不在了。
And at the time, some false prophets encouraged the Israelites that they will return to Jerusalem in 2 years.
在那个时候，有一些假先知， 他们在那里鼓励以色列民说，在两年之内你们就会归回耶路撒冷。
If it was 2 years, then Daniel had hope.
如果只有两年的话，那但以理他就有希望了。
Daniel was a young man, probably at her 20th.
在那个时候，但以理可能是一个20岁左右的年轻人。
If the exile was only 2 years, then he would probably still at his 20th.
那如果这个被掳两年就结束的话，那他可能还是20几岁而已。
And Daniel was such a great vessel of the Lord, can be used for his recovery work.
而但以理是这么样一个可以被神使用的器皿，为着这个恢复的工作。
We all know how beautiful Daniel's life was.
我们也知道但以理他有那个美好的生活。
And it's such a wonderful person for the Lord to use him when he was young, right?
那如果这个那么美好灵性的人在年轻的时候被神所用多好呢？
But the Lord said to them,
但是神却对他们说，
It will be a long time.
这个事情要非常长久。
Therefore build houses, settle down, plant gardens and eat what they produce.
所以你们呢要盖造房屋，住在其中，栽种田园，吃其中所产的。
So Daniel waited a year, and then 2 years passed.
那但以理就在那里等候，一年过去，两年过去。
Then it didn't happen.
没有发生。
Then he waited for 10 years, and 20 years later.
然后他又等了10年，然后20年又过去了。
Returning to Jerusalem was still a dream.
回归耶路撒冷还只是一个梦而已。
During those waiting time, those who loved the Lord.Could only hang their harps on the willow trees.
在那个时候，心里面向往神的人，只能做一件事，就是把琴挂在柳树上。
And sit down by the rivers of Babylon and weep.
他们在巴比伦的河边坐下。
When they were asked to sing the song of Zion,
那有人跟他们说：“你们给我们唱一首锡安的歌吧。”
They said, "How can we sing the Lord's song in a foreign land?"
他们回答就是，我们怎能在外邦人的地方来唱耶和华的歌呢？
Well, waiting for this time to come.
他们在等候那件事，那个时候来到。
Well, he was dreaming this dream of returning to Jerusalem.
当他们来做这个回归耶路撒冷的梦的时候。
Three times a day, Daniel get down to his knees.
那但以理他本人就是每天3次屈膝来祈祷。
Pray in his upper room with the windows open toward Jerusalem.
他是在楼上祷告，这个楼上的窗户是向着耶路撒冷打开的。
He waited for 70 years.
他等候了70年。
So by the end of 70 years, how old Daniel was?
那70年之后，他那时候年纪该多大呢？
Just assume he was 20 when he was taken captive.
那我们假设他被掳的时候是20岁的话。
Then he was 90s.
那个时候他已经90岁了。
Then one day he discovered that, you know, the captivity would about to end.
然后有一天他就发现这个被掳就要结束了。
Then he started fasting.
然后他就开始进食。
Then, he put on sackcloth and in ashes.
然后他就披麻蒙灰。
And God stirred up the king of Cyrus, king of Persia, Cyrus.
这个时候神就激动了波斯王塞鲁士的心。
Then, Ezra chapter 1 verse 1 happened.
这个时候以斯拉记第一章第一节所记载的就发生了。
Now in the first year,of Cyrus, king of Persia, in order to fulfill the word of the Lord by the mouth of Jeremiah.
波斯王塞鲁士元年，耶和华为要应验借耶利米口所说的话。
After 70 years, the Israelites were able to return to Jerusalem to build a house for God.
最终在70年之后，神 可以让以色列人回到耶路撒冷来重新建殿。
Why would God has to wait for 70 years?
为什么神一定要让他们等70年?
I thought 40 years is very long.
我觉得40年已经很长的时间了。
Israelite only take 40 years to go through the wilderness.
因为以色列人他们经过旷野也只用了40年。
So 40 years is very long.
所以40年已经非常长久了。
Why does the Lord have to wait for 70 years?
那为什么神让他们等了70年呢?
I think this may be one of the most important spiritual principles that we need to learn.
我想这也许是我们要学的属灵原则里面最重要的其中一个。
Without knowing this, we may do more harm than good to God's recovery work.
如果我们不知道这件事的话，那也许我们对神恢复的工作是带来破坏，而不是带来建造。
When Daniel was 20s, he could do many things for the Lord.
当但以理二十岁的时候，他可以为神做很多事。
There are many like him among the captives.
而且在被掳的人中间也有很多像他一样的。
But the Lord could not use them.
但神不能使用他们。
Because the work of recovery does not use the human abilities.
因为这个恢复的工作不会用到人里面的能力。
Man must be brought to his end before God can begin his recovery work.
人必须要被带到这个人的尽头，神才可以使用他开始做恢复的工作。
Now, why take 70 years?
那为什么花了70年呢？
Say if you are just born on the way to Babylon.
我们假设一个人他是在被掳那一年出生的话。
On your way to Babylon, you were born.
就是在被掳去巴比伦的这个路上你出生了。
So you were 3 months old.
那个时候你可能三个月大。
But after 70 years, you are 70 years and 3 months old.
那在70年之后你就是70岁零三个月。
Remember Moses said our days may come to 70 years.
记得吗？摩西曾经讲过，我们一生的年日是70岁。
Or 80 if our strength endures.
若是强壮可以到80岁。
So at that time, if you are strong by the age of 70, you may have 10 more years.
如果你那时候是个强壮的人，到了70年之后，你也只能有十年时间了。
If you are 10 years old, you will be 80 by then.
如果你被掳是十岁，那70年之后你已经80岁了。
And for Daniel, he was about 90s.
那对但以理来说，他已经大概有90岁了。
That means that you have lost your human ability.
或者另外一句话就是说，他们已经失去了他们作为这个人的所有的能力。
Take 70 years for God to bring a generation of Israelites to their end.
或者说神用了70年时间让这整个一代的以色列人到了他们的尽头。
Brother and sister, there were no shortcuts in spiritual matters.
弟兄姐妹们，在属灵的事上没有捷径。
This is the way the Lord do his recovery work.
这就是神怎么样来做恢复的工作。
At 90s, Daniel was chosen to pray for the returning of the remnants.
在但以理90岁的时候，神拣选了他，为着以色列民的回归来祷告。
Although the book of Daniel is not considered the book of recovery,
虽然这个但以理书没有被列在恢复的书信之中，
but Prophet Daniel is perhaps the most important figure.In the returning to the Jerusalem.
但是先知但以理却是以色列民回归耶路撒冷这个事件里面最重要的人。
Because he suffered for 70 years.
因为他70年受苦。
He suffered for 70 years to keep the dream alive.
他受苦了70年，但是他还是保存了这样一个梦。
Even the work was done by Zerubbabel, by Ezra, by Nehemiah.
虽然这个回归的工作是所罗巴伯还有以斯拉还有尼西米他们完成的。
But they could not do their work without the work of Daniel.
但是他们的工作如果缺乏了但以理的服侍是不可能的。
Some believe today to do God's recovery work we only need to read a few recovery books.
有的人觉得我们今天要在神恢复的工作里面只需要读几本关乎恢复工作的书就好了。
Read about prophecies.
我们读一读先知。
Walking in the way of the cross.
我们走在十字架的道路上。
Then we qualify for this work.
然后我们就可以有这个资格来成就恢复的工作。
But to walk on the path of recovery, our flesh must be dealt with by the cross.
但是如果走在恢复的这个工作的里面，我们必须让十字架对付我们的肉体。
And this takes time.
这个需要很多的时间。
You know, in the recent days, that we are burdened to pray for our young people.
最近我们中间许多人有这个负担为年轻人来祷告。
It's not because we believe that God can only use young people.
不是说我们相信神只拿来使用年轻人而已。
Actually, among the remnants, there were old, there were young.
其实在那个回归的渔民里面，既有年轻的，也有年长的。
But it is a recognition that it takes multiple decades for the Lord.
但是我们这样做是因为我们认识到神的工作需要几十年的时间。
To shape a young person to become the vessel for his recovery.
如果让一个年轻人被神磨成一个可以在恢复工作里面被使用的器皿的话。
An older brother used to tell me it took at least 20 years.
有一个年长的弟兄跟我讲，起码要二十年时间。
If you assume he is right,
我们来假设他是对的话。
If you commit yourself to embrace the way of the cross today,
如果你今天就把自己献身在这个十字架的这条道路上面。
And you are 20 now,
你现在是二十岁。
Then you may be useful at your 40s.
也许你到四十岁的时候，神可以用你。
If you are 40 now,
如果你现在是40岁
then God stir up, you say, I'm going to embrace the way of the cross.
然后神激动你，你说，我要来拥抱十字架。
I'm going to embrace the cross.
我现在要来拥抱十字架。
Then you may be useful at your 60s.
也许你到60岁可以被神来使用。
So what if you are 60 by now?
那如果你已经60岁呢，今天。
Now the medicine is improving.
今天这个医疗一直在改善。
The great news is that the average life expectancy in the United States is above 80s.
那我们现在知道在美国对这人的寿命的预计是80岁。
So if you made your decision today to embrace the way of the cross,
所以如果你今天就决定要来拥抱十字架的话
and you may still have hope at your 80s,
也许你到80岁还有希望被
神使用。Brother, sister, if you do not embrace the work of the cross, you will do more harm than good to the recovery work.
弟兄姐妹们，如果你不来拥抱十字架的话，那你对神的工作是破坏大于建造。
Let me stop this. There is.
弟兄要把它先停掉。
That's why our burden is for young people.
这就是为什么我们的负担是为我们中间的年轻人。
We need to start earlier.
我们要早一点开始。
If we start at 20s, we may be useful at 40s.
如果我们20岁开始，那也许40岁可以被神使用。
So brother and sister, take this into account.
所以弟兄姐妹们，来思想这件事。
Much of the destruction was done by people.Doing the recovery work without embracing the cross.
许多许多神家里面那些被破坏的都是因着有人他没有来走十字架的路却来做恢复的工作。
Even we are young right now, many sit in the front are very young.
也许像坐在前面的这些孩子们一样我们有年轻的。
But do you know that Adam in you is 1,000 years old?
你知不知道在你里面的亚当已经几千年的寿命了
Even you are 18, but Adam in you is multiple thousand years old.
虽然你只有18岁在你里面那个老亚当已经几千年的年纪了
So when two of you get together,
所以当我们两个人聚集在一起的时候
Both of you are no match for the old Adams in you.
你们两个人 都不是你们里面那个老亚当的对手。
If 10 of us want to do the recovery work of the Lord,
如果我们有十个人愿意起来来做做神恢复的工作。
I bring my Adams and a brother bring his Adams.
我把我的亚当带过来，弟兄也把他的亚当带过来的话。
There we try to do the recovery work.
我们在这里试着来做恢复的工作。
We were no match for the Adams within us.
我们跟里面的亚当相比的话，完全不是对手。
We will do more harm than good to the church.
我们对教会来讲，做的破坏要大于我们的建造。
The only way to deal with the old Adam is the cross.
但是唯一能够对付这个老亚当的就是十字架。
So we have to embrace the cross at early age.
所以我们在年轻的时候就要来让十字架对付。
As early as possible.
越早越好。
Like Daniel embraced the cross at probably his 20th.
就像但以理一样，也许在他二十岁的时候就来拥抱十字架。
Every year, Daniel had to make decisions.
每一年，但以理都要做一个决定。
Do I keep the dream alive?
我是不是还在想这个梦想成真呢？
Or I just build my business in Babylon.
或者我干脆就在巴比伦做我自己的生意就好。
Every year.Daniel has to make this decision.
每一年，但以理都要做这个决定。
But every year, Daniel decided to embrace the cross.
但每一年，但以理的决定都是来拥抱十字架。
Even I live in Babylon.
虽然我活在巴比伦。
But I will keep the dream alive.
但是我要让这个梦想，它还是有活力的。
Brother and sister, it's not 7 days.
弟兄姐妹们，不是七天。
It's easy to keep your dream alive for 7 days.
让一个梦想保持这个梦想，七天的话还是容易的。
It's not 7 years.
也不是七年而已。
It's much harder to keep a dream alive for 7 years.
如果你让一个梦想一直在那里有活力的话，存活的话，70年是非常非常难的。
Has anyone of you imagined that you keep the dream alive for 20 years?
大家有没有想象过，你让一个梦想一直保持它20年时间的话？
We would think this brother is somebody.
如果我们已经觉得我们中间有这样的弟兄，那真是了不起了。
We need to bring him in as a conference speaker now.
我们要把他带到夏令会做讲员了。
Pray for his dream for 20 years.
因为他为着这个梦想已经祷告了20年了。
But we find a man called Daniel.
但我们现在发现有一个人叫但以理。
He kept his dream alive for 70 years.
他的梦想保持了70年。
Until 70 years, then we come to Ezra chapter 1, verse 1.
直到70年之后，我们才来到以斯拉记的第一章第一节。
Brother, sister, I don't know when was the first time you read Ezra chapter 1, verse 1.
弟兄姐妹们，我不知道你来读以斯拉记第一章第一节是什么时候。
Did you spend 15 seconds and pass it?
也许你当时读的时候15秒就读完了。
I got it.
我已经看到了。
Not that difficult.
没什么嘛。
But did you know the significance behind this Ezra 1:1?
但是你知不知道这个第一章第一节后面代表的那个意义呢？
Someone has prayed for this for 70 years.
有人为了这件事祷告了70年。
This day will not come. The Ezra 1:1 will not come if not for someone praying diligently, faithfully for 70 years.
如果没有一个人忠心的、殷勤的祷告70年的话，以斯拉记第一章第一节是不会发生的。
So therefore, we can talk about our dream all day long.
所以我们可以整天。都来谈我们的梦想。
But if none of us willing to pray,
但是却没有人愿意来祷告。
None of us need to want to embrace the cross of continue to pray.
没有人愿意拥抱这个十字架来不断的祷告。
Ezra 1:1 will not come.
那如果这样的话，以斯拉记第一章第一节是不会来到的。
We also realize that not everyone returned to Jerusalem.
而且我们要意识到，不是每个人都回到耶路撒冷。
Even at the time, everything worked to their favor.
虽然在那个时候，各样的条件已经成熟，为着他们的好处。
Even the foreign king's heart is like a channel of waters.
甚至这个外邦的王，他的心也像这个龙沟的水一样。
God turned it wherever wishes.
在神的手中是随意流转的。
And at the same time, the Holy Spirit moved among a group of people. They were stirred up by God.
而且圣灵在一群人心里面做工，来激动他们。
But it was only for 50,000 of them.
但是其实只有50,000人。
And at the time, there were multiple millions of Israelites in Babylon.
在那个时候，在巴比伦其实有几百万的以色列人。
They spent 70 years in Babylon.
他们在巴比伦已经生活居住了70年。
They engaged in business, in agriculture, in farming.
他们在那里不管是在商业、农业各样的行业都参与了。
They even established the place.Of worship,
甚至他们也建立了自己敬拜的中心。
And they didn't have to worship in secret.
他们而且不需要在这个地下来敬拜。
10 people can form a synagogue.
那个时候十个人一起就可以建一个会堂。
Therefore, they have synagogue for craftsmen.
所以他们那个时候有那个工匠的。这个会堂
，They have synagogue for carpenters.
他们有这个木匠的会堂
，They have synagogues for blacksmiths.
他们有铁匠的那个会堂
，Have synagogues for tent makers.
而且他们有那个支帐篷的人自己的会堂。
Although they couldn't worship or offer sacrifice in Jerusalem,
虽然他们不能够在耶路撒冷来敬拜来献祭
，But they enjoy all they could do.In Jerusalem,
但他们却享受了好像在耶路撒冷可以做的那一切。
So under such circumstances, they gradually realize the future of their next generation is in Babylon and not in Jerusalem.
所以慢慢的、慢慢的，他们心里面就意识到，他们的下一代也许他们的前程是在巴比伦，而不是在耶路撒冷。
That was the situation at that time.
这是那个时候的光景。
Out of multiple millions of people, 50,000 chose to return to Jerusalem.
在几百万以色列人中间，只有50,000人，他们选择回归耶路撒冷。
So now, if you live in that time,
如果你活在当时的话
，picture all of us, Israel live in Babylon at the end of 70 years.
来想象一下，我们就是以色列人，在70年之后，现在活在巴比伦。
You have your business, you have your farms, and you have your cattle.
你有你的生意、田园，还有你的牲畜。
You just built a beautiful website.
你刚做了一个很漂亮的网站。
You have an online business.
你在网上有一个生意。
While you set aside, leave behind that everything you have and say going back to Jerusalem.
你愿不愿意把你已经成就的这一切东西放下，回耶路撒冷
？I think something to be considered.
这是我们需要思想的。
You know, especially after the Lord's table.
尤其是在我们擘饼聚会之后。
It's most relevant to consider such a question after we partake in his bread and his blood.
所以在我们享用了饼杯之后来考虑这个问题是最好的一个时机。
The Lord Jesus has given us everything that he had.
因为主耶稣已经把他的一切都给了我们。
So am I going toReturn his love by leave these things behind.
我愿不愿意这样来回应他的爱，说我把我的东西摆下。
The older one, those who are very old, older generation, weathering away.
因为这些年长的一代已经慢慢的枯萎了。
Those who hung their harps on the willow branches.
那些把琴挂在柳树上的那一代
，Those who are unwilling to sing the song of Zion，
那些愿意来唱锡安的歌的人
，When they left Jerusalem, they were young。
当他们离开耶路撒冷的时候还年轻。
They were willing to go back.
他们也愿意回归。
But they have more ambition than energy.
但是他们的这个精力却跟不上他们的心愿。
They have seen the glory of the temple.
他们曾经看到这个殿的荣耀。
They have experience of his presence.
他们曾经经历过神的同在。
They share their experiences with the second generation.
他们也与下一代来分享他们的经历。
But who could only grasp them in their understanding?
但是这些年轻人只能是在自己的思想里面来抓住他们所讲的。
But could not truly comprehend.
却不能完全体会这件事。
So there were two generations at the time also.
所以在那个时候也有两个不同的世代。
And two generations existed in two different worlds.
这两代人是活在不同的世界里面。
The older generation who one rooted in the Holy Land, Jerusalem and Palestine.
因为这旧的一代的人他们曾经是扎根在巴勒斯坦地是在耶路撒冷的。
And younger generation was immersed in a completely Babylonian system.
但是年轻的一代却是从巴比伦整个系统里面成长起来的。
They were once the best farmers and shepherds in the world.
他们曾经是这世上最好的农夫，最好的那些牧养的人。
But now they were the best businessmen in the world.
现在他们却变成了世上最好的那些生意人。
Their future, of course, is in Babylon.
他们的未来应该可以说是在巴比伦。
Brother, sister, isn't this our situation as well?
弟兄姐妹们，这是不是我们今天的情况呢？
Now we have two generations.
我们也有两代人。
And the two generations grew up very differently.
这两代人他们的成长是完全不一样的。
The older generation may have seen the visions.
这个老的一代也许他们看到过异象。
They may have the sense of Lord's presence.
他们曾经可以触摸到神的同在。
They knew they were more precious than anything in the Babylon.
他们知道这一切比在巴比伦的一切都要宝贵。
But the younger generation only heard about it.
但是年轻的一代只是听说过而已。
Without personal experiences with it.
因为他们里面没有个人的经历。
Therefore, the Babylon become more attractive.
所以巴比伦对他们来讲更有吸引力。
If they remain in Babylon, how could the temple be built?
如果他们还停留在巴比伦的话，那这个圣殿怎么能够被重启呢？
If the Jerusalem cannot be rebuilt, how can Bethlehem be rebuilt?
如果圣殿没有重建，那伯利恒怎么能够被重建呢？
How can Jesus, the Messiah, can?
那我们的救主弥赛亚他怎么能来呢？
Brothers and sisters, that's the challenge of today.
弟兄姐妹们，这就是今天的挑战。
We need to pass the vision and challenges to the next generation.
我们需要把这个意向，把这个挑战交给下一代。
It is a very significant challenge.
这是一个非常重大的挑战。
It takes a long time to accomplish.
而且要花长久的时间才能成就。
It's not a wishful thinking.
并不只是我们有一个愿望就好了。
Even every one of us has the same wish, it may not happen.
就算我们每个人都是同样的愿望，它也不一定会发生。
It may not happen quickly.
也或者说不会很快发生。
It may take multiple years.
也许要很多年。
It could take multiple decades.
也许是几十年。
But are we going to lose that dream or are we going to keep that dream?
但我们让这个梦想破灭吗？还是说我们继续来保持？
Or are we still want to have a future generation that can go to Jerusalem?
我们是不是想望我们还有一代的年轻人他们可以回到耶路撒冷呢？
Maybe you are curious, who were they? Who were those people actually went back to Jerusalem?
也许你要在那里发一个疑问，很好奇说是哪些人他们回到耶路撒冷。
If you turn to Ezra chapter 2,
如果你把圣经翻到以斯拉记第二章的话，
The Holy Spirit recorded every one of them.
圣灵把其中的每一个人都记录下来了。
Their numbers. Every one of them is numbered and recorded in chapter 2.
他们中间的每一个人都被数点记录在第二章。
This is how precious they were in the sight of the Lord.
这就是在神的眼中他们何等宝贵。
Holy Spirit used entire chapter to list the name of the people and the number of them.
在那里圣灵花了整章来记录他们那个人名还有每一个族群他们的人数。
Which cause your headache when you read them.
如果你读的话可能会头痛。
But you need to read it this way.
但你应该这么来读。
This is the book of remembrance.
这个是神的纪念册。
It's as important as the book of life.
这就像生命册一样那么重要。
But these are the special few in the book of remembrance.
这个里面这些人是特殊的人被记在纪念册上。
God thinks these people are precious.
因为神认为这些人是宝贵的。
And reserved the whole chapter in the book to list their numbers.
所以神用了整章来记录他们的名字。
Brother and sister, when we read the scripture, we need to read behind the word.
弟兄姐妹们，当我们来读圣经的时候，要读在那个字句的后面。
You know, when Holy Spirit inspired chapter 2,
当这个圣灵来开启第二章的时候，
Do you see the joy of the Holy Spirit?
你有没有看到圣灵里面那个喜乐呢？
Do you sense the value the Lord placed on these peoples?
你有没有看到神在这些人身上摆下何等的价值？
I think these people are the smartest people. Smartest, 最聪明的。
这些人我觉得他们是最聪明的。
Because they get on the book of remembrance.
因为他们可以把自己的名字摆在纪念册上面。
How difficult it is to have your name listed on the book of remembrance.
能够在神的纪念册上留名是何等的困难呢？
That book of remembrance lasts forever.
因为那个纪念册是存到永远的。
More than your business.
比你的生意啊，你的所有的一切都要存得长久。
Longer than your farms.
比你的那个农场要存得长久。
Longer than your vegetable gardens.
比你那个花园那个种菜的园子要存留的长久的多。
They return for Messiah.
他们是带来这个。
他们为着弥赛亚。
哦，是为着以赛亚的归来。
They return for the Savior to be born in Bethlehem.
哦，他们的回归是为着这个救主在伯利恒出生。
One day the Messiah was born in Bethlehem.
有一天。救主就在伯利恒出生
，become the hope for all mankind，
成为整个人类的盼望。
In the eyes of the world, they were fools，
在这个世界人的眼里，这些都是愚昧人。
But in the eyes of the Lord, they are jewels，
但是在神的眼中，他们就是那珍宝。
Everyone would like to be a jewel，
每个人我们都想成为那个珍宝。
Do you want to become a jewel in the eyes of the world？Or a jewel in the sight of the Lord.
你是愿意在这个世界世人的眼中成为珍宝呢，还是说在神的眼中成为珍宝？
Brothers and sisters, when we are clear or when are in the presence of the Lord, our choice is actually very easy.
弟兄姐妹们，在神的同在里面，我们如果清楚的话，这个选择是很简单的。
But we return to this world.Then it become blurred again.
但是当我们回到世界的时候，这个意象就非常模糊了。
In the book of remembrance, there's something very, very interesting.
在这个纪念册里面，有一些非常有趣的事。
We found only 74 Levites.
我们只在里面找到74个利未人。
You know, in our family, there are thousands. Some of the family has 2,000.
因为有的那些族群里面超过千人，几百人。
But the Levites had 74.
但是利未人总共才74个人。
And they were supposed to be the one who served the Lord.
他们应该照理是那些服侍神的人。
Why didn't they return?
他们为什么回归呢？
Because you know that in the land of Canaan, the Levite had no inheritance.
我们需要知道，如果在迦南地的话，利未人是没有自己的产业的。
If they return to Jerusalem, not only they have to leave their asset in Babylon behind, they will have no asset in Jerusalem.
不光当他们回归的时候，在巴比伦的产业要放弃，而且到了耶路撒冷，在那个地方，他们自己也没有产业。
Now, after all, they have built their houses, they built their business in Babylon.
当他们在巴比伦已经建造房屋，已经有了自己的生意的时候，
They could not do the same in Jerusalem.
到了耶路撒冷，他们不能做这些事。
By law, Levites could not have inheritance.
因为在律法里面，这个利未人是没有自己的产业的。
Therefore, God specially remembered these 74 Levites.
所以神特别纪念这74个利未人。
Though few, there were still 74.
虽然很少，但是还有74个人。
Today, those few who can truly serve God with unwavering faith is precious.
所以今天，如果有人是用那不移动的信心，忠心侍奉主的话，是非常非常宝贵的。
If it were not for the work of the Holy Spirit, no one could leave Babylon.
如果不是因着圣灵的话的话，没有人能够离开巴比伦。
Brothers and sisters, we thank the Lord that there were some older saints who returned, like Zerubbabel.
所以弟兄姐妹们，我们感谢主，因为有一些年长的圣徒像当时所罗巴伯一样回归。
They have seen the temple.
他们曾经眼睛亲眼看过圣殿。
But there are also younger generation who also returned to Jerusalem.
那也有一些年轻的一代回到耶路撒冷。
Perhaps in bigger numbers.
也许他们的数目更多。
So when the builder laid the foundation of the temple,
所以当他们立圣殿根基的时候，
the young people shout with a great noise.
年轻人就大声欢呼。
But the older people, they wept before the Lord.
但是这些年老的人就大声哭嚎。
No one could distinguish the sound of shouts of joy from the sounds of weeping.
这个百姓就不能从这些声音里面来分辨到底是欢呼还是哭嚎。
The sound was heard far away.
这个众人大声呼喊，这声音传到很远的地方。
Can you imagine that situation?
你能够想象当时什么样的情形？
Can you put yourself in that situation?
你能把自己摆在那个情形里面？
When you hear the sound of joy and sound of weeping at the same time.
因为你那时候又听到欢呼的声音，又听到哭嚎的声音。
And you cannot even distinguish between the sound of joy and sound of weeping anymore.
而且你都分辨不出来哪些是欢呼，哪些是哭嚎。
These are those who return to Jerusalem.
这是那些回到耶路撒冷。
These are those whose names were written in the book of remembrance.
这些人他们的名字被写在神的纪念册上。
But very unfortunately, by the end of the fourth chapters,
但是非常不幸，到了第四章的末了，
the work stopped.
工程停止了。
Despite being God's work and His will, it remains incomplete.
虽然这是神的工作，也是神的意愿。但是工程停止了。
It is only halfway done.
只做了一半。
So we're at this point where the foundation was laid.
今天我们就在这样一个时候，这个圣殿的根基已经立好。
We thank the Lord the foundation was laid.
我们要感谢神，因为这个根基已经立好。
Today we have an open Bible.
今天我们有这本打开的
圣经 Which is the foundation.
这就是那根基。
You know, not too long ago, in 16th centuries, there was no open Bible.
因为不久前就在16世纪这个圣经是封闭的。
We thank the Lord for those who returned to Jerusalem and opened the Bible for us.
我们感谢那些回归耶路撒冷的人把这个圣经再重新打开。
We thank the Lord for Martin Luther.
我们为着马丁路德要感谢神。
We thank the Lord for Calvin.
我们为着加尔文要感谢神。
We thank the Lord for Zwingli.
我们为慈运里要感谢神。
Because the faithfulness of these people in the past.
因为他们在过往这样忠心的服侍。
Because they embraced the cross.
因为他们来拥抱了十字架。
Have you read how Martin Luther embraced the cross?
你有没有读过马丁路德怎样来拥抱了十字架？
Every one of those who returned to Jerusalem had embraced the cross.
每一个回到耶路撒冷的都拥抱了十字架。
So today we have a foundation.
所以今天我们已经有了这个根基。
We have an open Bible.
我们这个圣经已经是打开的。
We know we're justified by faith through grace.
因为我们已经知道我们得救是本乎恩也因着信。
We have such a wonderful foundation.
这么美好的一个根基。
But the construction of the temple was incomplete.
但是这个圣殿的建造却还没有完成。
And that's the reason we need to read the recovery book.
所以我们需要来读恢复的书。
Because we're right in the middle of it.
因为我们就在现在中间这个地方。
We're not satisfied, but only have a foundation.
我们如果只有根基的话，不应该满足的。
We need to see that the temple can be built.
我们需要来看到整个圣殿被建造成功。
Not only want to see the temple to be built.
不光看到圣殿被建成。
We want to see the walls of Jerusalem built.
我们也需要看到，我们要期望耶路撒冷的城墙被建造起
来。Not only want to see the wall of Jerusalem, we want to have the recovery of God's word in our life.
不光是看到城墙被建造，我们需要神恢复的工作在我们的生命里面。
We need today's Ezra coming back.
我们需要今天需要有以斯拉回归。
We need to have a today's Haggai.
我们需要今天的哈该。
Who was older?
他是一个年长的人。
But we also need today's Zechariah.
我们也需要今天的撒加利亚。
How important we have Haggai and Zechariah serving at the same time.
何等重要，就是撒该跟哈该跟撒加利亚是同时来服侍。
How beautiful that older generation and younger generation work together under the same purpose.
何等的美丽，看到这个图画，年长的一代跟年轻的一代一起在这个恢复的工作里面来做工作。
Without Zechariah, we will not have those wonderful visions.
如果没有撒加利亚，我们看不到那些美好的意象。
But all we much need to hear from Haggai.
那我们也何等需要听哈该的声音。
You should not build your panel house while God's temple is still in ruin.
当神的圣殿还在这个灰尘之中的时候，还在这个毁坏的里面，为什么我们却来建造自己天花板的房子？
So we need today's Haggai.
所以我们需要今天的哈该。
But we also need Zechariah.
我们也需要撒加利亚。
Where is the Zechariah today?
今天的撒加利亚在哪里呢？
We thank the Lord for the foundations.
我们感谢神为着这个根基。
But the dream is not complete.
但这个梦还没有完成。
The vision is not complete.
这个意象还没有达到。
The recovery work is incomplete.
这个恢复的工作还没有做成。
There is much to be done.
还有许多许多要做的。
At the time of chapter 4, Ezra has not come back yet.
在第四章的时候，以斯拉还没有回归。
Nehemiah,had not come back yet.
尼希米也还没有回归。
There is much work to be done.
还有许多工作要完成。
But many of them began to focus on building their panel houses.
但那个时候的人已经很多来建自己天花板的房屋了。
That's where we are today.
这就是我们今天所在的时候。
We have precious young people.
我们中间有这些宝贵的年轻人。
We need to pray for our young people that some of them will be able to see the visions.
我们祷告在年轻人中有些人可以看见异象。
who could embrace the cross.
可以来拥抱十字架。
So the Lord can work in their heart.
所以神可以在他们心里面来做工。
Out of them, there will be a Zechariah.
在他们中间有撒加利亚。
Out of them, there will be those who return with Nehemiah.
在他们中间有些人是跟随尼希米回归的。
Some of them will return with Ezra.
有些人是跟随以斯拉回归的。
They want to be the jewel.
他们要成为珍宝。
They want to be the jewel in the sight of the Lord.
他们愿意在神的眼中成为神的喜乐。
Although this world in Babylon can provide many, many things for them.
虽然这个世界巴比伦可以为他们提供许多许多的事物。
But they want to leave behind that.
但是他们却愿意放弃。
That is not the most important thing in their life.
因为在他们的生命里面，这些都不是最重要的。
They want to go back with Ezra, go back with Nehemiah.
他们心里面是愿意跟随以斯拉，跟随尼希米回到耶路撒冷。
Brothers and sisters, that's not to be complacent today.
弟兄姐妹们，让我们不要自满。
There's nothing to be complacent about.
今天没有我们可以自满的事。
Because we only have foundation.
因为我们只有根基而已。
Although we thank the Lord for the foundation,
虽然我们为着这个根基已经要感谢
神了。Because without that foundation, there's nothing a righteous man can do.
因为如果没有根基的话，义人根基毁坏的话，什么都不能做。
Therefore, we thank the Lord, give us that firm foundation.
所以我们为着神给我们这个坚固的根基要感谢。
We need to stand on that firm foundation.
但我们需要站在这个根基上。
We have this open Bible.
我们今天的圣经已经是打开的。
We want to stand firmly on this truth of justification by faith.
我们要站在这个因信称义的真理上面。
We can come to the Lord without any intermediaries.
我们可以到神的面前，不需要其他的中介。
What a wonderful privilege that you and I can come to the Lord without any intermediaries.
何等的美好。我们可以直接到神面前，不需要其他的中介。
Why should we take advantage of that? Coming to the Lord every day of the life.
为什么我们不来使用这个特权，每天都到神面前呢？
Today we need to hear the voice of Haggai.
今天我们需要听哈该的声音。
We need to hear the encouragement from Zechariah.
我们也需要听从撒加利亚来的鼓励。
So brothers and sisters, we need to pray that God will raise Zechariah.
但是我们要祷告，让神在我们中间兴起撒加利亚。
Haggai is not enough.
哈该，光是哈该是不足的。
Just Haggai is not enough.
如果只有哈该的话，那是不足够的。
Haggai need Zechariah.
哈该需要撒加利亚。
Zechariah need Haggai.
撒加利亚需要哈该。
Haggai and Zechariah need to work together.
哈该跟撒加利亚要在一起工作。
They need to embrace the cross.
他们要一起来拥抱十字架。
So the Lord will remove the Adam from Zechariah, remove the Adam from Haggai.
所以神可以把撒加利亚里面的亚当去除，也可以把哈该里面的亚当去除。
So Haggai and Zechariah can become one.
所以哈该跟撒加利亚可以成为一。
So they can speak for the Lord.
所以他们可以一起来为神说话。
We need Nehemiah.
我们需要尼希米。
We need Nehemiah and all those.Came back with him.
还有那些与尼希米一起回归的人。
It's not enough to stay where we are now.
如果我们今天停留在所在的地方是不足够的。
God is calling every generation of Christians to return to Jerusalem.
神今天是呼召每一个时代的每一个年纪的。基督徒回归耶路撒冷。
Brothers and sisters, I don't know whether you have heard the calling before.
弟兄姐妹们，我不知道你以前有没有听到过这个呼召。
If you have not heard this call before,
如果你以前没有听到过的话
，or you have not responded to this call before,
或者你以前听到了却没有回应的话
，today you hear this call.
今天你听到了。
Return to Jerusalem.
回到耶路撒冷。
Return to God's eternal purpose.
回到神永远的旨意里面。
Leave behind Babylon.
把巴比伦摆在身后。
How will you respond to this call?
我们如何来回应这样的呼召呢？
So there are choices to be made.
会有一些选择我们要来决定的。
Do you want to become those who return with Ezra and Nehemiah?
你愿不愿意成为那些跟以斯拉、跟尼希米回归的人呢
？Do you want to embrace the cross going forward?
你愿不愿意在往前行走的时候来拥抱十字架呢
？Do you want to be like Daniel, who suffered for the dream come true?
你愿不愿意像但以理一样，为着这个梦在那里受苦？
Brother and sister, how can we pass the vision to our next generations?
弟兄姐妹们，我们怎么能够把这个意象传递到下一代呢？
We cannot pass the vision by teaching alone.
我们不能光靠着教导来传递。
The knowledge we impart pales in comparison to the allure of Babylon.
我们所传播的这些知识跟巴比伦的诱惑来比是非常苍白的。
What does it take for the next generation to return to Jerusalem?
那让这个下一代能够回到耶路撒冷，到底有什么可以成就呢？
It takes the fervent prayer of Prophet Daniel.
这需要但以理他热切的祷告。
Just as Daniel prayed three times.
就像但以理他每天三次祷告。
Getting down to his knees in his upstairs room with windows open toward Jerusalem.
就像他在楼上窗户向着耶路撒冷打开，他在那里屈膝跪在神面前。
So must we.
我们也必须这样。
This is what it takes.
这就是怎样来成就。
Brother and sister, we need those who is willing to embrace the cross of praying.
弟兄姐妹们，我们需要有这样的人来拥抱十字架，在祷告里面来服侍。
The true prayers is suffering.
真正的祷告其实是一个受苦的经历。
If you do not suffer, you're not praying.
如果你在祷告的时候没有受苦，那你不是在祷告。
The true prayer is embracing the cross.
真正的祷告是拥抱十字架。
At any given time during that 70 year, Daniel can decide to give up.
所以在这70年每一次祷告的时候，但以理都可以说算了吧。
He can decide that I'm waiting for 69 years is no use. I'm giving up.
他可以说已经69年了，我可以放弃了。
But we thank God Daniel never gave up.
但是我们感谢神，因为但以理从来没有放弃过。
Embrace the cross for 70 years.
他在那里拥抱十字架有70年的时间。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们，
Do we have those who are willing to embrace the cross for 7 years?
在我们中间有没有人愿意拥抱这个十字架有七年的时间呢？
Or 20 years?
20年时间呢？
Or any longer?
或者更长。
Until we see the Zechariah.
直到我们看到撒加利亚。
Until we see the Haggai had a Zechariah.
直到我们看到哈该身边也有撒加利亚。
Do we have those who heard this call and said, I want to be Zechariah?
我们中间有没有人听到这些之后说，我愿意就是那撒加利亚。
Haggai was old.
哈该已经年老了。
Haggai was faithful.
哈该是忠心的。
Haggai has seen the glory.
他也看见过荣耀。
Haggai has sensed the presence of the Lord.
他曾经体验到神的同在。
But Haggai does not have the same amount of energy as Zechariah.
但是哈该却没有撒加利亚那样的经历了。
Imagine that we do not have Zechariah.
如果我们想象一下，我们中间没有撒加利亚的话。
What a loss without Zechariah.
这将是何等大的一个损失呢？
Like to speak to all of us, young people, you can be one like Zechariah.
我现在对着我们中间每一个年轻人讲，你可以就是撒加利亚。
It's more precious than anything else you can achieve in this world.
是比你在这个世界上能成就的任何事都有价值。
No matter how much you can achieve in this world, it cannot compare with what Zechariah.Achieve.
你在这个世界上所能成就的一切的事都不能与撒加利亚所成就的来相比。
May the Lord inspire us.
愿意圣灵来激动我们。
And to look at chapter 2.
我们来看第二章。
To look at the book of remembrance.
来看这个纪念册。
Then you said to the Lord, Lord, I want to be one of them.
然后我们就可以向神来说，神呐，我愿意是其中的一个。
Do we have any young people amongst us today that would say to the Lord, Lord, I want to be one of those recorded in Ezra chapter 2?
在今天我们的年轻人中间，有没有一个人你说我愿意是那个被记载在以斯拉记第二章的人名中的一个？
You say, Lord, count me in.
你可以跟神说，神哪，你数点我。
I am one of those.
我也是其中的一个。
I will be one of those.
我要成为其中一个。
Therefore, I embrace the cross.
所以我来拥抱十字架。
I want to submit to my parents.
我愿意向我的父母顺服。
This is a form of suffering too.
这个也是一个正式的受苦的经历。
This is a way of embracing the cross.
这就是来拥抱十字架其中的一条道路。
I'm not saying your parents your cross.
我并不是说你的父母是你的十字架。
But submission is embrace the cross.
但是顺服就是拥抱十字架。
There's no better spiritual training in one's life.Then learn to submit.
在你的生命里面，没有比顺服这个功课更能够来训练你属灵的生命的。
There is no better spiritual exercise than submission.
没有更好的属灵操练能够比得上顺服。
May the Lord encourage us.
愿意神来激励我们。
Lord, we thank you for this time.
主啊，为着这个时间来感谢你。
I have to pray for all those among us who are younger in age.
我们为在我们中间这些年轻的来祈求。
What a wonderful opportunity in front of them.
在他们前面有何等美好的一个机会。
They can still have opportunity to embrace the cross.
他们还有一个机会来拥抱十字架。
Allow the Lord to work in their heart.
允许神在他们心里面来做工。
So one of these days, they can serve you like Zechariah.
所以有一天他们可以像撒迦利亚一样来服侍。
One day they can return with Ezra.
有一天他们可以与以斯拉一同回归。
They can return with Nehemiah.
他们可以与尼希米一同回归。
They can participate in the construction of the temple.
他们可以在圣殿的重建里面有份。
They can participate in the building of the walls of Jerusalem.
他们可以参与来修建耶路撒冷的城墙。
Father, we do not want to stay where we are today.
父啊，我们不愿意停留在今天的光景里面。
Calling us to pray like Daniel.
啊，让我们可以像但以理一样起来祷告。
So that we can continue to ask the Lord to fulfill your promises.
所以我们可以不断的不住的祈求神来成就他自己的应许。
We thank you for this time.
为现在今天的这个时间感谢你。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen. Amen.